Good morning. Thanks a lot for listening to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and that was Fried Oysters by Steve Forbert. Joining us now live on the telephone is our old friend Steve Forbert. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Rick. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. You know, I've been up and running for a little while. And how about yourself?
I'm up. I'm almost running. And I'm glad to speak to you.
Same. Well, we're excited that you're coming close to town on the 2nd.
Next Friday.
Yeah, it's coming right up.
Daryl's house next Friday.
Is when you'll be in Pauling with Steve Forbert. And Steve, are you playing with a full band or are you playing solo?
I'm playing with a full band. It's kind of we have drums, we have upright bass, and we have keys. I've been working a lot with keyboard player Rob Flores.
Oh, cool.
I've been playing with upright bassist Todd Lanka for years. He's one of the new renditions, we call the band. Mm. And a Jersey Shore resident, mainstay, everybody around here knows drummer Joe Balea.
Ah.
So it's myself plus that band.
Well, that sounds great. The new renditions, well, they make some great sounds to back you up on your catalog of great songs. Are you going to be exploring everything? Are you playing an album in its entirety? What's going on with the stage show?
We're going to be exploring point A to point Z and many, many points in between. I wouldn't say everything because that would take several hours, maybe a day. But we're going to be playing, Alive on Arrival all the way up to, you just played Fried Oysters from Moving Through America.
Yeah. Now, Alive on Arrival came out in 1978, and here we are in 2024. Has the shape of the musical landscape changed, or has it remained pretty much steady in your eyes?
In my eyes and in my ears, I would say that because it's folk rock and because I got into doing something I really loved, I've never felt the need to switch or I've never felt the need to follow trends, really. So it's still all about the songs, Rick. It's as much about the lyrics as any of my people know. It's still the same. It's just the stories have changed a little as I get older, and that's what I like. I'm singing about different things as the, dare I say, decades go by.
Now, when it comes to songwriting, Steve, and you've written a bunch of really incredible, memorable, great songs throughout your career.
Thank you.
And I'm a big fan. Now, what comes first when it comes to songwriting? Or does it have any formula whatsoever? Do you write the melody and then write the lyrics? Do you write the chords and then the lyrics? Or do the lyrics come and then you color it with sound?
Well, it's both of those.
Huh.
And it can be the lyrics start and you start putting music to the lyrics. And then maybe the next thing that happened is more music comes along to go with what you've got going, and then you've got to come up with lyrics. So sometimes it's very clear. It's a particular song, like you just played Fried Oysters. Mm. Or a couple of years ago, I wrote one, Rick, literally about What's a Dog Think?
Huh.
You may remember that one, and it just explores possible answers to that question. Some of the ironies of a poor dog listening to sirens, going by, and the dog doesn't like the vacuum cleaner, and that sort of thing. A big thunderstorm comes and terrifies the dog.
Mm.
So in that case, you'd really have the whole lyrics where you've got to go in mind.
Mm.
And sometimes you're just sort of following, coming up with words to go with what music is suggesting.
Mm.
And then you can kind of ping pong back and forth between the two. That happens a lot.
Those
are the different answers.
Mm. Do you put a lot of care into each word of every song, or does it just come out, you write it down, and you're good?
Well, I put a lot of care into each of the songs, maybe more than I... Sometimes I take a a few weeks. Sometimes they happen pretty quick. And sometimes I can work on one for a freaking year and, you know, come back to it occasionally.
Wow.
That sort of thing. But these songs are they're labors of love, and they take a lot of care.
Mm. So now when you get to open up your jar of catalog songs, how do you go about picking the ones to play with the full band?
Well, obviously, the first part of the answer is there are certain songs that people expect to hear. Mm. And of course, I want to play those for them. That's why they take the trouble to come out. I want them to hear, of course, Romeo's Tune, and people expect to hear Going Down to Laurel.
Yeah.
And I think some of them expect to hear Good Planets Are Hard to Find. So that's a determining factor. And then, of course, it's what I feel like playing. And a lot of times, as is true of most pop artists, it's going to be a lot of stuff from the latest record, because that's, so to speak, where your head's at.
Yeah.
So it's all of that. And then also, to tell you the whole story, Rick, you need to kind of vary the set as much as you can. So we're playing the Oil song lately with accordion. So I want to put that in there because we have accordion is a different color. And Song for Katrina is popular, and that gets accordion. And then you might want to have, you have certain songs that have maybe some interesting chord changes that are kind of special. So, you know the song So Good to Feel Good Again.
Yeah.
That has a fun intro and sort of recurring part in it. So I like to play that because the music is interesting. And lately we're doing Seaside Brown Eyed Girl for the same reason.
Mm. Now, if folks come to the show and they are boisterous and want to hear something and they call it out, would you entertain them?
I welcome that.
You do?
And a lot of, if it's the right song for the right time, then I'll do it on the spot, of course. That's part of what I like about what I'm doing. This is not a Ariana Grande show that's set and ready and the same every night. I would hate that. That's one step away from a Broadway play, in my opinion.
True.
What's fun about this, and what has been fun about it since 78, is the spontaneity and the interaction with the crowd.
Mm. Well, we love to hear that because this is something you do as your career, and it's something you do over and over. And, well, if you don't keep it exciting, it's mundane and it becomes boring, and then it's just like a job. But when you come to see Steve Forbert, when you come to see Steve Forbert, you see him drip with passion of every song he wrote because it's meaningful to him. And it's meaningful to him that you enjoy the music that you love of his career. That's why I think it's charming when you break out Romeo's Tune, because you've probably played it so many times. And, well, you know, you might think like, okay, I can't do this tonight. I just can't. But that's not the case. You play it because people want to hear it and because you know it's going to bring them joy. And that's what we love about
exactly.
Steve. Yeah.
Exactly. It of course comes at the end of the show, and I look forward to playing that ace card.
Sure, right out of the sleeve it comes, and well, you know what? It delights everyone in the crowd. It really does, because regardless of the songs that you hear throughout the night, you're finally able to see the artist that you've adored since 1978 playing the song that either you fell in love with or, you know, to, or whatever happened in your life to that song that came out back then. So it hits a whole bunch of memory zones, and it feels good all around to be able to sing along with something that you've known for decades. So, Steve, thanks for what you do. And now, going from Romeo's Tune and moving through America, which came out about 2 years ago, you have new
stuff?
I know
the date. It was May 13th, 2022.
Ah. So, the next question.
So, we're coming up on 2 years.
Yeah. So what's happening? You got any new stuff, or are you just enjoying still this retrospective career?
Well, I have just about finished the next record. It's going to be called Daylight Savings Time.
Mm.
I hope it'll be out in June.
All right.
And I just got a just got a CD yesterday. I'm still a CD guy.
Okay.
So I just got a CD of a potential sequence of the 10 songs, and we're very near a finish with the new record, Daylight Savings Time. So thanks for asking.
Wow, that sounds great. Now, may I ask, is it with the new renditions, or is it a solo album? How's it going to lay out?
It is with Rob Flores, who has played on the last couple of records. He's the keyboard player I'm bringing to Daryl's house next Friday night, folks.
Yeah.
And so Rob is on the record, and Gerf Morlix, who used to work with Lucinda Williams,
yeah,
is playing lead guitar on this record.
He's
a great
guitar player.
Indeed. So yeah, he's playing lead guitar on this record. You know Aaron Comas, he's on drums.
Yeah, from the Spin Doctors and beyond.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's a bass player in Nashville named Byron House who plays with the Band of Joy and Robert Plant.
Yeah.
So he did a terrific job. So that's the basic band on this. And, of course, I'm playing a lot of guitar.
Cool. Well, you got a lot of hot shots on the album. That's
amazing. Yeah, and I think it sounds it.
Wow, cool. So is it more, as we say, a rocking album?
Honestly, I think it's beautiful. It has a couple of rockers. It has a couple of rockers. A lot of it is just your hopefully very appealing folk rock.
Well, you've been on a roll lately, Steve. So 2022's Moving Through America is amazing album. You did a cover album, Early Morning Rain, that came out in 2020. And The Magic Tree is a really great original album. That one came out in 2018. And, well, we can go back. But those are the most recent ones. And they really show maturity in a songwriter and a living person coming through these recordings. It's great, Steve.
Well, I appreciate those nice things, and it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. And, well, what's coming up on the near horizon? You got the gig next Friday at Daryl's house. Are you playing anywhere else close by?
Not close by. The object of the game is to play Daryl's and start heading toward the Sellersville Theater in Sellersville, Pennsylvania.
Mm.
That, of course, is going to be the next night, February 3. So those are the two coming up real quick. And then it's some dates up in New England.
All right.
We're talking about Old Saybrook, Connecticut, and we're talking about Plymouth, Massachusetts, and we're talking about the Drake up in Amherst, Mass., and we're talking about one at, Passim in Cambridge. So that's going to be coming up soon. And then I'm going down to Florida. So all of that information is on the Facebook page, folks.
Yeah, that's where to find the info and Steve's upcoming tour dates, and probably get more information in weeks and months to come about Daylight Savings Time, Steve's forthcoming album, and we're really looking forward to that, Steve.
Well, I'm glad to have a chance to mention it on the good old KZE.
Yeah, well, we look forward to your show next Friday at Daryl's house in Pauling. So, folks, visit darylshouseclub.com, get tickets and further information. Steve Forbert playing at Daryl's house next Friday, February 2, so don't miss the appointment. Steve, all the best. It's always a pleasure talking to you, and keep up the great work. We'll keep on playing you here at 98.1 KZE.
Rick, thanks for your time and attention.
All right. All the best. And Daryl's house will be delighted to have you and all your great songs. Next Friday, don't miss out, darylshouseclub.com. Steve, take care, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Okay, I'll talk to you anytime. Thanks for getting together with me.
All right, Steve, bye.
So long.
Bye. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. It's 9:26. We'll be right back.